Blog Talk Radio. bring our precious love together. I love you. Won't you by my side forever? I love you. Sharing our precious love together, together.
Good morning. I have to learn to take my phone back off mute in the morning when I'm around here. And I noticed that I just talked and did the welcome thing and was all into it and looked down at my phone and said they didn't hear a thing because it was on mute. So good morning, family. Welcome to The Love Journey. This is another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, reminding you that this is not just a prayer line, it's an inspirational love experience, assisting people on how to live from their higher self, recognizing that love is the most powerful force to living from that space. And today's show is going to take you to that inner journey of self. And so I'm super, super excited to get started. And I'm going to play a little Speak to Me, Paying My Mind for Prayer. Speak to my heart, oh Lord. This is Donnie McClurkin right here on The Love Journey.
Give me the words. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my
heart.
Give me your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram, and that was Donnie McClurkin, Speak to My Heart, O Lord. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within so that we can hear Holy Spirit to speak to our heart. Just listening to the words just now, and I've been listening to this song like quite a bit, and I realized that there's a transformation happening within me. And when you're growing and stretching and moving beyond your comfort zone, and you're in this place where you don't know where you're going, but you know you're going in the right direction, but you can't see in front of you, but you have a vision, you're like, speak to my heart, oh Lord. I realize why I'm really into this song right now, because I really need God to speak to my heart. All right, y'all, we're going to go within. And as we turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. You see, on this line, we recognize that great spirit, the one that is the one. On this line, we recognize it, known by many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. I'm just so grateful. And so as we tune in to the mighty I Am presence within, as we tune in to our higher mind self, as we tune in to the Holy Christ presence, as we tune in to the God consciousness, the Goddess energy, as we tune in to the breath. You see, I have to be intentional as I move through these steps right now to breathe, because sometimes I forget to breathe, family. You know, when your personal trainer is working you out and you trying to do those 999 sit-ups, and he say, don't forget to breathe. I'm like, oh, I'm not breathing. Family, don't forget to breathe. Life can sidetrack you sometime and you forget to breathe. You got to be intentional. So in this right now moment, I want you to take in a deep breath. It's important that you breathe in through the nose, deep into the diaphragm where your stomach should expand like a balloon when you breathe in. And remember to be intentional to breathe into the heart. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Then release through your mouth. In a oneness meditation, they have you do it 28 times. These cleansing breaths. Before you go into meditation. You might think this is just, oh, Janine, just doing something. I tell you, this is one of the most powerful tools that you can add to your arsenal is to remember to breathe. So, family, right now I want you to just get intentional and become still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And breathe. And know that I am God. Take in another deep breath, family. And release. And be still and know that I am God. Family, breathe, family, breathe. And release. Let's try it one more time, family. Just breathe. Let's do the work, family. Even if you're walking through the house getting ready for work, you can breathe. Let's do these breathing exercises. Let's be intentional about the breath. Sometimes, family, we forget to breathe, and I want you to let breathing properly be your default way of breathing. Let's breathe, family. And release. Last time, be still and know that I am God. And release. And in this right now moment, I just want you to just be so present to the idea of surrendering. Surrendering to the presence of the mighty I Am consciousness. Recognizing the power and the presence of God in you, as you, all around you. Know that God is all there is in this right now moment. Family. No, God is all there is. Divine Mother, Father, God. Oh, Divine Mother, Father, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Precious and Holy Spirit, come. Divine essence, creator of all things, come, Holy Spirit. From the transcending power of my mighty I Am consciousness, as I invoke and invite the presence of my I Am self, my mighty God consciousness, my goddess energy, as I speak from my higher mind self, come on, Holy Spirit. As I ask that every meditation of my heart, oh, come Holy Spirit, every meditation of my heart, every word that I speak will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come Holy Spirit, as I remove every human created thought and every human created ego, come Holy Spirit and release me into my higher myself as I come empty this morning, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, as I surrender my human self, oh, come Holy Spirit and feel my presence to the overflow, God, that every word I speak will be your word, God, that my thoughts will be your thoughts, God, and every word that I speak will be your word, God, and even cleansing my mind, God, right now, renewing my spirit right now, God, oh, cleansing my heart, oh, Lord, so that I can speak from the powerful presence of my transcending power, my God consciousness, my I am presence, that I can speak from the powerful voice that is yours, Holy Spirit. Come, God, and speak to me today. As I recognize the divine presence of my higher God being at the center of my mind, activating all the forces in me in this mighty, powerful consciousness of Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. And as I recognize that my mind is the part of the infinite mind of God, come, Holy Spirit. As we recognize that our mind is part of the infinite mind of God. Therefore, in this right now moment, we can declare before the God of our beings as we speak our words in this right now moment, we can ask Holy Spirit for the courage, for the strength, for the clarity to do the will, for you to do the will in our life, God, so that our soul may birth this goal, that we may come forth and live the higher mind presence, the greater version of ourselves, that we may live from the champion that is so eloquently placed on this planet called each and every one of us. Come, Holy Spirit. As we ask you to cleanse our mind right now, God, all Holy Spirit, as we ask you to send your purple flame to cleanse anything that is not our higher purpose in our thoughts, that every thought that each and every one of us keep will be your thoughts, God. Oh, God, that we will be one with the one in the higher vibration, God. I'm asking you to remove from our thought pattern any information, any data, anything that is stored in the memory of our minds right now, God, that we can be released from it right now and start serving us, God, that it can be removed from the pattern of our mind this morning, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and cleanse our DNA, God, every cell in our body that remembers anything but the truth that we are perfect, whole, and complete, God, that anything in the memories of ourselves right now, God, that can remember anything but abundance, Holy Spirit, anything in our DNA that is not serving us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to cleanse the DNA right now, to remove any pattern, data, any information that has been stored in our cells right now, God, that can remember anything other than the truth that we are perfect, whole, and complete, God. I'm asking you to cleanse our cells right now, God. Any muscle fiber, any organs that can remember anything other than the truth, God, I'm asking you to cleanse our organs right now, God. Cleanse the fear that is showing up in our organs. Cleanse the poverty, abundance, anything that it remembers right now, God, that is showing up in our organs, God, I'm asking you to release it from our body temples right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to release it from our organs right now, God. I'm asking you to cleanse it right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to release anything that is stored in our bodies right now, God. In any organs, any muscle fiber, any veins, any way that it is stored that I don't know, God, I'm asking you to go through our bodies and remove it right now, God. Release the patterns and the data and the information that has been stored from our conditioning, from our fears, from our thoughts that is causing us not to move into that next level, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about that up-level living, that next level living that we so eloquently know that we deserve, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and remove it from us right now, God. Cleanse our mind, God. Cleanse our body, God. Cleanse our soul right now as we speak right now to the God of our being. Because, Holy Spirit, you know, God, what we have desire of even before we ask, God. Knowing that you are the ruling power, come, Holy Spirit, of this universe, God. Oh, we recognize that you are the ruling power over all the affairs in our life right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, that you lead us right now, God. That you will lead us right now, God. That you will direct our thoughts right now, God. That you will direct our life, for we are open to receive all that you have in store for us right now, God. Because we know the dream, God-sized dream, our God-sized dream is bigger than any thought that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. I'm calling forth in Ephesians 3:20 life right now, God, over each and every person under the sound of my voice. I'm calling forth that Ephesians 3:20 life, God. Oh, I'm talking about that God power that is within us that is greater than anything outside of us, God. I give thanks to the God power of our mind for giving us the power of self-mastery right now, God, to cleanse our mind and to renew our spirit right now, God. Oh, renewing our mind right now, God. Give us a clean heart, God. Oh, I'm asking you right now to cleanse and to remove any veil that is over our heart that's keeping us from the highest and best self, God. I'm asking you to remove it right now, God, to cleanse our heart right now, God. That we may come in this right now moment in pure spirit, God. That we may come from the higher mind consciousness, God, releasing and transcending any idea or thought that is keeping us from our higher self, God. I'm coming right now, God, speaking to that higher self of us right now, speaking from that higher self, speaking in that transcending power. Know that we can move from that place of recognizing that we truly are perfect, whole, and complete. In the name, nature, and consciousness of our brother, Christ consciousness, in this right now moment, knowing that we are all that God is. Amen. And so it is. Ooh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Whew, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Welcome to the sun. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Good morning, universe. Good morning to the land and the soil, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. Oh, God is so good. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we command you to go out on assignment today, God. Oh, as we command our angels, that we have been given the power to command our day and command our angels. Speak to your angels this morning as we send our angels out on assignment, giving thanks for this beautiful gift of a day, the presence. As we open this presence with joyfulness, every second as we open and unfold the minutes and the seconds of this day, we give thanks, Holy Spirit, for the opportunity to give thanks for this day, the gift that we have been given for another day. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as we send our angels on assignment this morning. Go before us, angels, and create a path of ease, elegance, and grace for us. Open up those doors and send forth those blessings that by the time we get there, they're just waiting to fall upon us. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thank you, angels, as we invite you and invoke you into this call. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke the archangels into this call. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke you into this call. Good morning, ascended masters, and all our unseen presence, our master guides. Good morning, master guides, as we invite and invoke the master guides and our spirit guides. Good morning, spirit guides, as we invite you into this call and invoke your presence. And I always like to just take a few minutes and pay homage. You see, I like to pay homage to those who have walked this journey physically on earth. I'm talking about our ancestors. As we pay homage and invite and invoke the presence of our ancestors, we give thanks for our known and unknown ancestors. Thanking you, ancestors, for the sacrifices and the legacy you left call us this morning. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning as we invite you and invoke your presence into the Love Journey breakfast table. Come on, y'all. Have breakfast with us this morning as we get fed spiritually this morning so that we can never thirst and hunger for outside of ourselves. We give thanks for our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. And I'd just like to stop and give special homage to to Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Thank you for being the vehicle that sent me to the planet. I'd like to give Mama Colette some love. Good morning, Mama Colette. As we invite and invoke our known and unknown ancestors to this call, good morning, ancestors. And I like to stop and just give thanks. You see, we got to give thanks for those that's going to come behind us. You see, the work that we do today is going to be a special blessing upon our descendants today. As we change the game of our ancestry, as the lineage that we play in our string of the families that will come behind us, we just are the game changers this morning. And so we want to give thanks to those that will come behind us and that will perpetuate the legacy that we're going to leave on the planet. See, because if you're on this call, I know you're leaving a legacy. And I know you're leaving a legacy so big and so strong and so powerful because you're the game changer in your ancestry lineage, because I know you're praying. I know you praise it. I know you're doing the work. So good morning, family. Good morning to our ancestors. Good morning to our descendants as we send love behind us this morning, knowing that those who will come behind us will continue the work on this planet that we are starting today. Thanking God for the opportunity to even give a prayer that availeth much, that our prayers today will be so powerful that even our prayers will be a blessing to those that will come behind us. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, this is a Love Journey show, another episode. And I tell you, I'm absolutely grateful. Many people call this a prayer line, but it's definitely a love experience, an inspirational love experience, reminding us how to live from our higher self and recognizing that love is the only force in this planet that is really about living. You see, there's nothing more important than returning to the place of love. And this show, each and every day, takes us through a journey of our inner self, because love is an inside game. Really, when we look at it, life is an inside game. Oh, it's an inner game, baby. And we got to do the work. There's an old African proverb there. If there's no enemy inside, there can be no enemy outside. I tell you, the work is on the inside. So let's get ready and do a quick love soak, or just honoring our presence, because it's already 6:33. And in this right now moment, we're just going to take a few minutes and to look in the mirrors and to just be grateful for the presence of ourselves. Thanking God for the opportunity to love ourselves. As you look in this mirror today, just take a few minutes and look in your eyes and say thank you for the opportunity to love you today. Thank you, and say your name, Janine, for the opportunity to love you today. And I just want you to just spend a few times honoring the divine presence of yourself, because you are important. You are important to the very essence of the fabric of this universe. You are important. You are a blessing. And I just want you to gaze into your eyes and recognize that you are a gift to this divine essence of this universe. You are a divine presence. And in this right now moment, I just want you to stop, look yourself in the eyes, and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And just be present with loving you. Loving you. See, I want you to just remind yourself to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you just because you are. Recognizing that your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful. You see, because there's no monopoly on beauty, baby. No, when God created you, he created the best of God's self and sent it to the planet. Oh, that was some good stuff. See, when God created you, God took the best of God's self and said, let me send it to the planet. And it chiseled magnificent on his heart, but sometimes we forget. And so today I want to remind you
That when you was created, the Creator created you of itself and said, let me manifest myself and send myself to the planet as you this morning. Woo, that's just a powerful thought as you look into your eyes. As you look into the soul of your eyes, can you recognize that God took itself, planted it in the womb of your mother's belly, and said, let me send myself to the planet. Woo! In so many beautiful forms. And it's so cold how God did it that none of us got the same footprints, fingerprints. None of us got the same absolute fingerprints. Oh, it's just so uniquely done. So not only was you created in creative self, you're so beautiful and amazing that you were a unique aspect of God. Come on now. That's some good stuff right there. All right, this time moving quick. I'm going to call in Mother Queen Mother because I'm about to take y'all up on another tangent. Come on, Queen Mother.
I said, well, it's going to rise high, rise on, huh? I declare the Spirit is high this morning. Yes, 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 yes. And I just love the reverence that we give to our ancestors and to the womb that bore each one of us. And it's something we should never, never, ever forget. And for those who are fortunate, who know the planters of the seed, and we give thanks to God for them as well. My God, because it took two of them to get us here, right? But good morning, good morning, good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, good morning. Blessed children of the Most High, rock steady God, who promises never to leave you, not forsake you, and also promises that my eyes and my heart are with you always. Isn't it just a wonderful feeling, though, that you are in the eyes of God and that you are in the heart of God? He promises never to let that be, that you be a part of that, away from that. This morning, hallelujah, I'm reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living, and I declare this month is booking on out of here. And I do want to remember, the cool gent, Mr. Herb Kent, who just delighted us for many, many hours, many years, and sent peace to him this morning as well. Your peace of the rock, dear blessed children of the Most High, is namaste. Your peace of the rock this morning is namaste. You know, namaste is a word that many of us speak, but do we understand that this is an ancient Sanskrit greeting? Translated, that means, I bow to the God within you.
Come on, God.
Or the spirit within me salutes the spirit in you. This morning, blessed children, on the Block Talk Radio or the phone conference, I say namaste and salute the spirit in you. And this greeting supports the idea that we are all made from the same one divine consciousness. That's in the Urban Dictionary. And yes, there is a beam of light within each of us. That's right, you and you, he and her, we, us, we each have a beam of light that is shared by all of us. And we become receptive. We become receptive to that light and to giving and receiving and feel blessed to share blessings. The ego, as many of us understand it, means edging God out. When it surrenders to the spirit and the life force that is within you, it realizes that it is within the dwelling within everything and everyone, without any respect of person or origin. So this morning, I speak to the spirit and to the God that dwells in you. And I behold the Christ in you. And in my love for you, magnify the good that resides within you. Look and receive that as well. And as I take your hand, I'm extending my hand. I pray that you extend your hand as I'm reminded and I'm reminding you that we are all spiritually connected and that we all share and universal oneness. My hand's still out there for you. Don't reject me. Don't refuse. We're one. I will not judge you, but seek to lift you up. I honor you, and I honor your inner goodness. Please be receptive to your inner good. And may eternal peace be with you. Namaste. Namaste. 24:23 says, behold, here is the Christ. Amen, amen. Namaste. Adieu. Back to you, Lady Love.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Good morning. Thank you so much, Queen Mother. Thank you. That was a beautiful read. Very beautifully read as well. The words just, it just sent chills to my spine. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Good morning.
So I am so super, 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 super excited. Not because when I get to see places where I still need to grow. Woo! Come on, Holy Spirit. See, this is one of those kind of things that you have to be transparent. And my husband always telling me, you just tell yourself truth. You just tell your truth so much. It just seems like you should be embarrassed about some of the stuff you tell people. I like, look, I need to get it out so I can be accountable to it, so I can make sure I grow. So he's always talking about me because he always saying, you're just so honest. That's because sometimes his stuff is in there and he don't want people to know his stuff probably. I don't know. But anyway, that's what we was laughing about last night before we went to sleep. But it was interesting because, okay, you all know that I've been meeting with millionaires. So I happened to meet this guy, very handsome, two guys. I was in Starbucks the other day. Oh, my God. And so I don't know why they kept catching my attention, but I knew that they had to be about money. I could just feel it in my bones. It's just something about money that I could tell when money is in the house. It's always been that, right? So these two fine, chocolate, tall, thick guys sitting next to me, and they keep looking at me, and I'm looking at them. They want to talk to me. I want them to talk to me. I want to understand what they're doing because I could tell they're making lots of money, right? So finally, he finally said something to me. I started to say something to him, but I said, see, to me, this is the problem. You can't never get your own stuff done. You're too busy in everybody else's business, right? And so I tried to be in my own business. I was trying not to talk to the people. I was trying to do my own stuff, but it just wouldn't let me, right? So I meet these two guys, and one of the guys is making $100,000 a month, and another guy making $50,000 a month. So, you know, of course it's an MLM, but for some reason it was their business was intriguing me. And now I'm not an ML, you know, girl, kind of girl. At least I thought right. But the interesting thing about it is that I realized after, you know, talking to them and getting through and doing everything I did with them, and then I come home and really think about some stuff, I really realized, you know, then I meet this beautiful sister that comes in. That's what that comes in because they're getting ready to go do a presentation. When I tell you this sister was beautiful, she wore a bald head. She was pretty and had this blonde chocolate skin, bald head, young girl. And she was making $75,000 a month. And, oh, my God, they was just beautiful. Their spirit was beautiful. And we just had this long, beautiful conversation. And so it was their beauty that just kept attracting me, the beauty of their inner spirit, the beauty of their color, the beauty of just who they were, the kind of cars they were driving, just everything about them, right? So getting involved with them and everything, came home and went to one of their presentations. And to make a long story short, and, you know, I'm doing this stuff, and then the next day I'm thinking, ooh, I'm all super excited. But then I feared this fear that came up in me. I couldn't believe it, y'all. Janine and fear. Oh, my God. I was like, what? What's this going on here, Janine? I had to talk to myself, y'all. I had to sit down and talk to myself. But what I came up with, you know, Miriam Winston, that quote that she said is so powerful. I speak it all the time, but I really felt the fear of light, the fear of greatness, the fear of becoming a millionaire. So, of course, you know, God is so good because God always sends you what you need. And I heard this clip by Lisa Nichols about how to overcome the fear of money. Ooh, y'all, And it was so good that I wanted to share it. Then I'm going to share this mirror technique that comes from this book called The Magic of Believing. So we're going to me, I'm super excited. Maybe nobody else might not be excited about, but I am excited. I'm excited because I'm always wanting to move to that next level, always looking at me. I know God is working with me. I know I'm being transformed, family. And y'all know it's not easy being transformed. It's not easy when you're going through the process. I get up on here and smile every day, but some nights, God, y'all don't know, I'm going through the dark night of my own. So not of, because of anything physically outside myself, because I know there's something happening inside. You see, I know there's a transformation happening. And I can just tell you, when something is happening in your body and you know you're growing, it's just not easy. I can just tell you that, family. So I want you to listen to this, and we're going to talk about this piece that's in this book called The Magic of Believing that I think is a very essential piece, which is why we do mirror work, and we're going to talk about that. And then if anybody has anything they want to add to the conversation, you know, I love conversation, but you all make me just have a dialogue. Is it a dialogue? Yeah, y'all just make me have a dialogue a lot of time. But if you want to contribute, I would love to hear your side, what you get out of it, what your thought processes are. You know, maybe you've already overcome it, and maybe you might have some things you want to share. But wherever you are in the stage of this game, I'm just excited about knowing that I am being transformed as we speak. And this is Lisa Nichol, How to Overcome the Fear of Money.
So thank you, Lisa, so much for breaking down how we can have abundance in our relationships. Next up, we'd love for you to talk a little bit about how we can have abundance financially.
I would love that. So finance is, it has an interesting energy. Finance has an energy that's generational.
Hmm.
Finance has an energy that's cultural. It's, money is a masculine energy, so we have to recognize that money has a masculine energy that comes with it. You go into this different place when you talk money, or we don't want to talk money, or we want to avoid money, or we're driven by money, or it just has this thing, there's a strong energy attached to money. So a lot of times we have to heal our relationship with money. Not everyone, but a lot of us. And as African-American women, our relationship to money has been given to us generationally. We've done so much without money, so much, because we're such a rich culture spiritually and relationship-wise. We're so rich that money has been this 45-degree angle that we just use when we need, then we discard it. Mm-hmm. So our relationship to money needs to heal. We need to revamp it. We need to allow it to have its place at the table and not diminish who we are spiritually or who we are as a person or as a being, our relationships. I struggled with this. I'm only speaking to the journey that I so had to take. You know, so I want to, two things. One, I want to tell the story of I shared this at the book signing, when my company had gotten to about $975,000, it was in October, this was years ago, and I slowed down my pace. You know, it was October. I said, I'm ready to stop for the year. I worked all year. And I could say that because I made $975,000, I can stop. But the next year, when my company got to $985,000, $86,000 by August, I still wanted to stop. And I thought, why is it that I want to stop? Because I know I don't want to stop for 6 months. I love what I'm doing. And what it was I wasn't comfortable making $1 million. Then I had to start looking at all my relationship to money and all of the stories I had. We have stories about people who have wealth. They're stingy, they're selfish, they have no spiritual origin, they're all about, we have all these unconscious stories. So in the book, I work to bring from your unconscious to your conscious, your relationship to money. And when I did that for myself, I realized that I believe that if I was spiritual, really spiritual, then I should be able to do a lot of something with no money. Because Sister Brown, who I talk about in my book, Sister Brown was amazing. She was spiritual. But we always had to do a chicken dinner or a fish fry to help her. And we'd have to do that when she passed away. But I wanted to be like her spiritually. So there's several blueprints you have. And these blueprints are driving your relationship to money unconsciously. And when you look at the blueprint, and I show you how to unpack the blueprint in the book. I won't go through all that now. Get the book. You'll be able to do it then. And let me just tell you the blueprints. We have a cultural blueprint. So the way we culturally manage money. My grandmother would say, I can make a dime go in 20 different directions. So we pride ourselves in making a pot of beans go in 20 different directions, right? Making a dime go in 20 different directions. Well, what happens when you have 21 dimes and they only have to go in 20 different directions? You actually can feel uncomfortable. That was me stopping in October, then stopping in August, because I'm no longer in that same kind of hustle that I grew up in. And more than wealthy, you want to belong. More than wealthy, you want to belong to your community, to your tribe, to your culture, to your family. So when I became too different, too much the unicorn, I don't want to stand out that much. So I slowed down. In what ways are you slowing yourself down? Because you want to make sure you still fit in unconsciously. We're not doing any of this consciously. So that's culturally. The second way is gender, that you have a gender blueprint to money. Men, your how much you make has everything to do with how masculine, how much of a man you are. Your ability to provide has everything to do. I was just on the Steve Harvey show recently, and I said that to the gentleman who had lost his job, and Steve said it. It has everything to do. Providing has everything to do with your masculinity. Well, as a woman, we're raised, get a great job or get a man.
Get a great man.
Get a great man with a great job. And so we still are fighting to make the same amount as a man in our workforce. We can do the same job, equal or better in some cases, and we still are making less than men because society has a relationship to how much a woman should make. And we take that on as well. The third blueprint, money blueprint, that you should look at is your spiritual blueprint. That spiritually we're taught in the Bible that, you know, we do a lot with less, you know, give, you know, only have what you need. And then inside religion, there's the conversation around it based on your particular religion, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Baptist, whether you're Protestant, whether you're Catholic. Those all come with a set of relationship to money as well. While some religions say money and financial prosperity is the evidence of God in your life, and others say only have what you need and give the rest away, right? Based on where you are, that's literally unconsciously driving your relationship to money. And then there's the economic blueprint. How was money in your house when you were a child? Did they fight over it? Did it give you access to a beautiful life of travel and prosperity? Did it keep your parents away because they were steady trying to make it to take care of you? Was it divisive? Whatever that was in your lifestyle, it still have an unconscious driving factor for you until you look at it and go, okay, hold on, let me dismantle you and write a new blueprint. And then the last is geographical. How money was looked at in your community. Was it a hustle? Was it get or get got? Was it keep up with the Joneses? Was it put a prosperity face up, even though we're struggling in the background? Was it we're all good and money is wonderful and it moves fluid through our fingers? Whatever way your community related to money is the way you're unconsciously driven by your relationship to money. So when you expose and bring from the unconscious to the conscious, the blueprint that's driving you, then you get to consciously. And there's no make wrong. I got to tell you, when people start doing that, they get all, oh, God, it's okay. The truth is sexy. And to expose the truth, either whether it's good, bad, right, wrong, happy or sad, is a beautiful thing. Because now I'm allowing myself to drive the direction of my life versus a bunch of unconscious conversations driving me about relationship, about money. And so money is it's a necessary conversation. It's a dignified conversation that we should be willing to have. Because when good people do well, good people simply do more good things. When good people do well, they get to do more good. And so making a lot of money, if that's what's valuable to you, is as important as making love. It's as important as serving God. It's as important as having great health. It's all together. It's all together. It's called abundance. 360 abundance, and that's our birthright. No matter where you were born, what you were born in, abundance is your birthright. And the sobering news is what you choose is what you choose, but abundance is your birthright. That's the truth.
It is the truth, and we're so excited for you to introduce us to our birthright of abundance with Abundance Now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Could you please tell people, join me
for free.
I
was about to say, give us where people can get more.
Right.
I got my copy. But
right, right. Amen, amen. So go to joinlisafree.com because this is so important to me that for the first time in the history of my company, I'm doing a training for free. And I'm doing one in Atlanta, and I'm doing one in California. And it's first come, first serve, 1,200 people. We spend 9 hours beginning the shift required to have an abundant life. And go to Lisa Nichols' fan page. We have a working fan page, where we are doing exercises on an ongoing basis at 2 Motivate. Mm-hmm. I do Periscope. I've been doing
Periscope
every day where we're teaching content. We're on Periscope right now, behind the scenes, really looking at deep diving. I know that this is not just a mental conversation. This is an application. Mm-hmm. So what I want to be is your sister in accountability, because I know accountability makes us 80% more active. And so I love you. I'm your sister in the journey, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for stopping by. Of course, you can check out more on Essence.com.
Always.
And you'll see Lisa soon with the Essence family.
Yes. Excited. I love you, girl.
We love you back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you know I want my book signed.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Oh, family. That's old, so, you know, it is an old clip, so just so you know.
So thank you, Lisa, so much for breaking down how we can have abundance in our relationship.
It's so good it want to do it twice, huh, y'all? So I was, you know, when I'm doing what I'm doing, that came up, and I said I want to share that information with you because I really could identify with some of the places that I'm still need to grow in. I was like, wow, even with all this millionaire mind conversation, I'm like, wow, but I'm telling you, really sitting with millionaires. So these three people took me to another guy who is a millionaire named Johnny Wimbley, and he's making millions and millions of dollars. He's part of this whole process that they're in. What was really interesting, though, was his thought process about becoming wealthy. His biggest foundation for wealth, he said, was forgiveness, cleansing our mind, cleansing our soul and our thoughts about money and surrounding money. So sitting there, you know, I'm thinking, well, I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm really. But when I got home in these last 2 days, I really thought about my life and my relationship to money. And I was like, you know, I just kept saying to myself, what is it right now? I really started to see in just joining this process that they're in, I really saw some things in myself. I was like, wow. And some people who I knew was there, and they was really, like, excited to see me and telling me all these great things about myself. But I really saw my own self, y'all. I was really looking like, I don't know if it's just because I've been out the game long. I haven't been really out there, been in so introspective. I don't know, but I really went through this mental thing the other day, and I really started to see where there was some more cleaning up of myself that I need to do in relationship to my own money. So I started looking through my personal library of things, and I don't know, the magic of believing in it. I happened to have a conversation with KT yesterday, and we were talking, and she brought up the book again. And so I said, wow. I was thinking about on page 97, it's a mirror technique. And so I'm just going to go through this mirror technique and tell you the power of why this mirror technique is so powerful. And how so many of our famous and people overcome a lot of their challenges by using the mirror technique. And it's in a book called Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. And this is page 97. Then I got another process I'm going to tell you on page 107. And I just took notes, and then on 108. And I'm just going to share some things with you because I really want you to see the power of the mirror technique. And not just for loving ourselves, but other things as well. Because we talk about the mirror and how the powerful mirror has took me to a place of loving Janine. But now we're going to talk about this mirror technique, using it to bring you into a place of releasing your subconscious into what it is that you want to bring into your life. Now, this book was published in 1948. It could have been written a long time before that. It's a classic book published in 1948. And one of the chapters in the book is called The Mirror Technique for Releasing the Subconscious. You see, the mirror work is very useful for helping you manifest anything you want. Get the picture of what you want and keep telling yourself that you're going to get it. That's on page 97. In order to manifest what you want, you must convince yourself that you really want it, you want what you desire, and you really deserve to have what you desire. One way to do that is by looking deep into your eyes and declaring it so. Now, I'm summarizing the steps used in the mirror technique outlined in the book. Now, this is on page 107. It's called the mirror technique. You stand in front of the mirror so that you can see yourself at least from the waist up. You come to attention, stand fully erect. You bring your heels together, pull your stomach in, and keep your chest out and hold your head up and breathe deeply 3 to 4 times or more until you feel this sense of power, this sense of strength and determination. And then you look into the very depth of your eyes, into the depth of your soul, and you tell yourself what you're going to get, what you want. You name it out loud so that you can see your lips moving and you can hear the words uttered. And you need to make this a regular ritual of it. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because my very first job, when I was 21 years old, I got my real estate license, and I became a million-dollar owner that year using this technique in the very first year at 21 years old. And I know it's a powerful practice, but you know how some things have to be recalled again? See, I went from having nothing and doing everything, but I made the money. But what I didn't realize at 21 that I realized today is I didn't have the relationship to money. I knew what to do. And you know, one thing that Lisa said that was interesting, did you come from a hustle? You see, I came from a hustling background. My mother was hooked on drugs, selling. She was a drug dealer. We had drugs in our house. People was coming by the back. She sold her marijuana and other things, you know. And so I come, and the kind of life I saw was pimps, players, and drug dealers. So, you know, that was my lifestyle. My biggest dream was to be a madam, you know, as a little girl. So when I started selling real estate at 21 years old, because I couldn't wait to turn 21, I took the test, and this was the practice. And so I started thinking about the practices I used to use to come out of that hustle mentality to really get to understand that I need to do something legal in life and how I want my life to be, blah, 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 right? And I thought, oh, I need to get back to the basics. So it says make a regular ritual of it. Practice doing it at least twice a day, morning and evening. You could augment this by writing with soap or on the face of the mirror with any slogan, keywords you wish, so long as they are the key to what you have previously visualized and want to see in reality. Now, we talked about this part. Now, this was written in 1948, so see, y'all don't have no new idea. He said you can use lipstick, you can use, you know, those erase white board marker pens or whatever, but put your slogan up on the mirror. But look in the mirror and look into your eyes and say to yourself what you want to be each and every morning, each and every night. Even they even suggested in one part to do it every hour. And so I started carrying my mirror when I was at work at the real estate. And before I went in to do or close any deal, I would go in that mirror and I would say to myself, you are a million-dollar earner. You are a million-dollar earner each and every day getting paid every way. You know, I used to say that to myself looking in the mirror, right? And so I said, why? Y'all can get back to those old techniques, you know? And so I wanted to share this with you. Within a few days, you will have developed a sense of confidence that you never realized you could build within yourself. Here's some additional suggestions. Keep a mirror on your desk and declare what you desire once every hour. Use the mirror in your car to declare what you desire at every stoplight. Each time you use the restroom, the shower, or brush your teeth, declare what you desire in the mirror. And remember, where your attention goes, energy flows. So keep your eyes on the prize. And if you're hearing or feeling a lot of resistance, then you have to ask yourself, what am I resisting? And why would I want to resist the idea of moving myself to the next level? So I want you to think about that this morning.
How could you identify with some of those money blueprints that Miss Lisa Nichols was talking about? How can you identify with those things, and what would you want to augment in your life and use this mirror exercise? Now, you said, well, why am I bringing this mirror exercise up? Because the mirror is one of the most powerful techniques that we can use on the planet. Well, why do we need to say these things? Because confidence is energy. And when you begin to confidently move through life, it is so much easier to attract and magnetize into your space what it is that you want. I'll give you an example. When I was in sales, I didn't like cold calls. So I had to do my mirror work to tell myself, blah, 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 and look in my mirror and tell myself to do my hurrah, hurrah, and be my own best motivator before I can start doing my mirror work. I mean, before I could start doing my cold call, because I ain't like the cold call. And I had to tell myself, I'm going to get 10 people to say yes, 10 people to say yes. And so I would not stop until 10 people said yes to me in my endeavors. So I'm saying this to say to you, this is a powerful tool to add to your arsenal. Some of you are entrepreneurs. Some of you are working for others, but some of you all still have goals. And there's no work better than this mirror technique that will give you what it is that you want to do in your life. So let me tell you, this mirror technique is powerful. It's in a book called The Magic of Believing, written in 1948. See, this mirror technique, when you start using it, you will feel like you open the door to unlimited resources. Imagine what you can do if you had unlimited resources. Let that thought grow as you continue to think about, am I going to incorporate this in my life? You see, Bristol, Claude Bristol, devoted an entire chapter to the mirror technique in this book. The book is so cold, it's still in print today. I'm going to read this excerpt that gives you the idea of how this works. He says, many great orators, preachers, actors, and statements have used this mirror technique. According to Drew Pearson, Winston Churchill, they never made a speech of importance unless they made it before a mirror fight. You see, Pearson also declared that Woodrow Wilson employed the same technique. You see, it's what I call a supercharging method of stepping up the speaker's subconscious forces so that when he or she appears before an audience, those forces flow out also and affect the listeners. By using the mirror and rehearsing the speech as you are going to deliver it, you are creating a picture of yourself, your words, the sound of your voice, and your sight of the audience to which the immediate future is to bring reality. By looking in the mirror, you increase the mental vibration. Let me say that again. By looking into the mirror, you increase the mental vibrations by which the force and meaning of your words will quickly penetrate to your audience's subconscious mind. You see, the mirror technique gives a possible clue to the power and the personal magnetism of certain evangelists. I knew Bill Sunday in his heyday and often heard him preach. But in those days, knowing little or nothing about this mind stuff, I was puzzled as how he and other great inventors were able to influence people to such a remarkable degree. However, we now have proof that Billy Sunday was versed in the use of the mirror technique. It was given by Eric Severay in this book. Now, this is another book that talks about the mirror technique. It's called Not So Wild a Dream. And this book was published in 1946. This guy, Mr. Severard, tells how he was a young newspaper reporter, secured an interview with Billy Sunday. He was bounded about the hotel room, now peering intently out of the window with one foot on the sill, grasping at the dressing table, firmly in both hands while lecturing his reflection in the mirror. When considered in the light of the science given in this book, the mirror technique becomes a master method by which the subconscious mind, mighty forces can be employed to influence those you're dealing with. Now, during the Depression days when I was working with many sales organizations to increase their business, I introduced this mirror method with some startling results. You see, I had mirrors fastened to the inside, back doors, and all of my pie-baking company trucks so that when the drivers opened the doors,
which were salespeople, to get that goods for delivery, those mirrors was the first thing they saw. And I always admonished each man that before calling on a customer, that they should be determined how many pies they were going to sell and then tell themselves in the mirror that they would leave that number of pies on the customer's counter. One driver told me that he had been trying to sell one woman restaurant owner for many months, but she had always refused to buy any pies. Then he said, you know what, I'm going to try this mirror technique. I'm going to see what they're talking about. Like y'all be trying to do me when I'll be like, see, you should do something. You're like, okay, I'm going to try this what Janine talking about. And this day, he sold her 10 pies. So let me just be clear. Before, he went in there every day trying to sell her pies. Then this one day, he did the mirror technique. And guess what, y'all? He sold her 10 pies. And at the time he told his story, he was selling her an average of 15 pies a day. Now, to use this technique, you just simply stand in the front of the mirror. It should be large enough that you can see your face. Make sure you stand completely straight with your head up. And I want you to remember that you got to breathe deeply a few times until you feel centered and powerful and strong. And then you got to look into your eyes and speak out loud to yourself about what you want to be, do, and have. Give yourself the biggest pep talk of all time. Now, Bristol recommends doing the mirror technique at least twice a day, morning and evening. Now, here's an example in the book that he says, he gives us an app. So say your name is Mary. Mary, you look amazing. You're so trim and healthy. You eat only the best foods before they make you feel the best. You take such great care of yourself. You are an inspiration. And everywhere you go, people compliment you on how good you look. Ooh, you look good. You look better and better each and every day. Ooh, and you feel so good. You radiate joy, happiness, and only the most positive energy. You are so proud of yourself for being the best you that you can be. And everything comes easy and natural to you. You're an outstanding success. This is your life, and you're absolutely enjoying it. That's just how easy and powerful this technique is. It's called The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. And I got some pretty amazing results back then. And I said, okay, Janine, it's time to get back to the basics. Time to, you're having some processes going on here when you really think about going to that next level, that million-dollar earner level. Now, see, God's been putting me in the places and the opportunities to speak to millionaires and sit in their presence and have conversations. But, you know, it's easy to talk a good game. But you got to be about that million-dollar if you really want to be a millionaire. You know, oh, we get on here, I am a millionaire, we say it and say it, but do we really believe that we can be a millionaire? But is it, it's more even to the idea of being a millionaire. And in the book that we read, the very first book, one of the books we read was Conversations with Millionaires. Robert Allen said this. He said, and I don't know why this stuck out, you know, but things stick out for a reason. We were reading it, and I remember thinking, Robert Allen said, what's most important about becoming a millionaire is what it takes, what it has you to become, how it's going to stretch you. And I was thinking, well, why would becoming a millionaire really stretch you? It's just making money. So I thought. Then I thought about what Mr. Bolin, a millionaire, said to me. He said it takes courage to stretch out of the mindset, the poverty mindset, the struggle mindset, the survival mindset. And I realized that I used to be a poverty mindset. I realized that I had incremented from struggle, but I was still in a survival mindset. Speaking to him, it really does take courage to move yourself out of these different levels of mindsets. You may not be exactly where you grew up, but are you really where you want to be? And you think about that, and you say, well, I thought about that, and I said, wow, it is something to stick to with millionaires. You know, we could talk about this all day long. If you really do desire to be a millionaire, I promise you, it's not going to change a thing until you really get into a millionaire consciousness. And you got to sit with millionaires. You got to be around people making money that you want to make. You got to be in their presence. The energy is different. Because even just sitting there and asking these questions and changing my own mindset. It's taking me through a transformation and a metamorphosis that is blowing my own mind. I did not know that those little fears and little dark places inside me were still there in regards to money. But I know those millions hadn't showed up in my, it wasn't in the evidence of my life yet. But I didn't know there was still fears and darkness around it. I absolutely couldn't believe it. I wanted to take fear and knock up the side of her head yesterday and the day before yesterday and all these days sitting with these millionaires and really getting to look at myself. I'm just sharing this with you. You might be feel like I'm babbling, and maybe this wasn't even important to you, but I tell you, it was an important conversation to me because I wanted to share with you what I've been learning about myself and where I am in the game. And so today's message was really about how to overcome the fear of where we want to be next with money and of living our life, and it's and using a particular technique that I found when I was up-leveling my life in the beginning. And so I'm getting back to the basics, but this time around in the game, I have a different idea and a different mindset of relationship to money. See, when I was 20 and 21 years old, it was really about my ego, about having a certain car, about looking a certain way, about having certain things. But now it's about leaving a legacy that my family, who will come behind me, and prayerfully, my children to learn something that's here today that I will share with them, and they probably will have to overcome some of the things that I had to overcome because I was in a different mindset teaching them when they were growing up. But I prayfully pray that they could learn something in my new learning today and that they can take some of these techniques and create a legacy that eventually down the road my ancestry family, my legacy of family that will come behind me won't have to have the struggle or idea or relationship with money. Their lessons will be totally different and that money won't be a concern. That's what I pray, and that whatever things they do in life, that they can leave a big mark on life and make differences and transformations at the time that they're on the planet. And money won't be a concern. So that's my thoughts. If anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns, if you just want to just make a comment, press 1 on the Blog Talk side. If you even found it interesting and you just want to say thank you, just press 1. If you got anything you want to say, star 6. I would love to hear your thoughts. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, Janine, thank you so very much. This is like so inspiring and uplifting to me. I'm still working on that process because, like I mentioned, I think it was Friday, when we had that quick synopsis of, you know, just when you think of money, what's the first thing come out your mind or out your mouth? And I tried that, and the first thing came out of my mouth was evil. I was shocked because I thought I had done the work, but I haven't done the work. So I'm working on developing the work that's necessary. And one of the things that crossed my mind is to recognize, as it's been said, money is a form of energy, and we have to learn how to appropriate that energy in a manner that is going to be best beneficial, not only to ourselves, but to those who are around us. And when I gave thought to that, what crossed my mind was, let's look at, for me, is to look at money as, right now, something that's being held captive. Okay, it's actually like one call a prisoner in places that it doesn't want to be. And its desire is to be in a place that it can actually benefit people across the board. But if we don't step up to the game and say, we can go and rescue money from the thoughts that we have, number one, and two, the people who are keeping us hostage, then we're not doing the service to money that it is waiting for us to do. And it's just one of the things that crossed my mind. But like I say, I got a lot of work to do, and I'm buckling down so I can make it happen.
So one of the things, I know you didn't get a chance to hear Lisa Nichols talk about the different blueprints. So I will
asks you to come back and listen to it, because she talks about the different levels and the different money blueprints. And she talks about her story about how she had to up-level her thought process in order to make millions of dollars in her life. And so that was the clip that was played, and I know you wasn't on at that time, so I would ask you to go back and listen to it. And if any one of you all, because I know some of you, I just got on, I just saw some of you all just come on, and I'm telling you, that was such a powerful call that I would love for you to go back and listen to it. And if you want to, you could just call me and we'll have a personal conversation, because it is, it's that in the end, what she said was so powerful. And King, I think you might come from some of the levels like me, because, you know, when I heard your story, you know, she even talked about that hustle mentality. And I thought about that, you know, that's where I come from. You know, my mom was a drug dealer. You know, growing up with a drug dealer, you had, and everybody in the building was either pimps, players, or drug dealers. That's all that lived in the building. There wasn't nobody getting up going to work. There was pimps driving and taking their women to where they needed to go to make money. It was drug dealers. That's what I saw. So you got to think about when you grow up, when some of you are, this may not be your story, but I'm just saying for me, I really remember my biggest dream was to be a madam. I ain't grow up and say, oh, I want to be a lawyer. And then when I start going to school and people would ask me what I wanted to be, I know I can't tell them I want to be a madam.
Right, right.
So I didn't know what I wanted to be. And I was like, well, God, why you didn't give me no talent? These people want to be doctors and lawyers. I don't want to be no doctor and no lawyer. I want to be a madam. I want to make money like they make money. You know, because they had the prettiest cars and the sharpest clothes. And it was until one day, that's what I'm saying, it's really good. You should really take time to listen to it. It's really good.
Oh, I am.
Or at least to me, it was.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, I get the job to the job, and I got, I'm so caught up in everything else here that I can't get on the love journey. But I would definitely do that replay. Believe that. I thank you, Denise.
I thank you, too, King, for saying that. King, I know you're at work. I appreciate whatever time you can come and sneak away from your job to come on. It's always a pleasure to have your presence on the line. And so I wasn't meaning it because you wasn't here. I was just meaning I knew you wasn't, and I think it'll be instrumental into developing your life.
Yes, I give thanks.
I give thanks, too.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace and love, King. Peace to you, King. You know, Janine, I didn't hear the first part, and I definitely will do as you just asked King to do. I'll go back and listen to Lisa Nichols. But, you know, I was going through some old journals, and I have been, and I remember, I mean, even as a young person, I always wanted to be a millionaire. And I have, all throughout my journals, I've been writing for many years. I'm a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. And I have, I have written out this whole, I guess I would call it a blueprint. I had written out all these things I was going to do with the money, the house that was going to be built. I was going to build one for my mother. I was going to have a beautiful place on an island. I mean, I had it written out magnificently, and I know I have been affirming for years, I'm a millionaire, I'm going to be a millionaire, but when I get to, I don't even know what it is inside of me, there is something inside of me that even stops me from doing whatever I have to do to make it work, and I'm supposing and pretty much knowing that that is my self-worth stuff. Oh, yeah, right. You, a millionaire, really? Seriously? I mean, you know, when you were talking about hanging out with millionaires, and I have hung out with millionaires because in network marketing, you know, you do hang out with people who have millions, who have made it. But, you know, after to sit down with them and all that, and I keep getting this thought in my head, well, that's fine for them, but it'll never happen for you. You know, you don't have it. You don't have what it takes. You know, leadership and all of that. And so, you know, even though I have the desire to be that and to have that freedom kind of life, to be able to go where I want, do what I want, have what I want, help people, all those things that I have had in me since a little child, well, probably early teens.
Mm-hmm.
I just get to a door. You know, I get to a wall, and it just stops there. So I'm thanking you for the suggestions that you are giving, and I know the things that need to be done. I just got to get past my own self and my own issues about not having it, not being good enough, not believing, not having the belief, I guess, that it's possible for me. So thank you for this conversation today. It's absolutely right on time. And I know I have more work to do. And I would love to do one-on-one with you. So thank you so much, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. Peace.
All right. Thank you. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. All right. Queen Mother, I see your line open. Do you got something you got to say? Carly LaVoe Hawkins.
Well, hello there.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, I see your line open. I just figured if you wanted to say something.
Wait, you said Queen Mother, so I was expecting Joy Sagaramza. That's
her
Queen Mother to me.
That is Queen Mother, but she didn't say nothing. Her line is open.
Okay.
Her line open.
And then you said, I was like, whoa, she called my name.
Good morning, everybody. Great conversation. There's always just so much work that I feel that I'm doing and need to do in this area. And it's a growing process. So, that's all I got to say.
All right.
I still have a lot of growing pains.
Carla, girl, I'm telling you, sitting with these millionaires has shown me my little dark spots. And I'm like, oh, God, I got some more work to do. I wanted to just cry and say, when is the work over?
Never.
I see. I thought it'd be sometime at some point of destination, huh?
Uh-huh. But that's good, because as long as we're still growing, we're still living. We're still, you know, living our God promised life, and in that life, He promised growth. And as long as we continue to be open to grow, woo, the sky is the limit. So
I got another clip that I want to play. So I want to ask if you all to just stay on the line just to hear this one more thing that I want you all to hear, if you can. If you can, it's okay. But it's powerful. Only because it makes you think about what are you going to do with the rest of your life. So, is anybody else? Thank you, Carla. I appreciate you, Carla. All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? I see Queen Mother's phone still open, but I don't know if she got a comment. Let me check Blog Talk. All right, Blog Talk. No one. All right. So, family, I'm just really excited about our conversation this morning and where it's taking us. I'm really excited where life is taking me. And thank you for the comments. Thank you for those who had something to say. I know this was a really interesting conversation, and it made you think. And so I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to let us go and get started with our day. What time is it? Oh, it's 7:30. All right, family, I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life really is a gift back. Family, we're going to up-level. I'm really excited. I know change is coming. I know it. I feel it. I feel the transformation. So, family, I just want you to think about where you are in this process in your relationship. As you move through this process today, because we can talk about it, but are we really doing the work to really get there? So today, I just want you to really think about this. This is T.D. Jakes talking about
how we waste our time. And are we going to waste our time, or are we going to do something different? This is an Albert Einstein quote. I guess I didn't put it in here, huh? He said, if we want something different, we got to do something different. We cannot go in solving a problem with the same mindset that created it. I want you to think about that. Now, maybe it doesn't feel like a problem, but if we're going to overcome and move through and break through those places in our life, especially money, then how do we expect not to do something different? This next year is coming up. 2017 is approaching. So when we think about that, the fact that 2017 is so close, then we need to think about what are we going to be doing different so that we don't experience the same thing next year. So I'm gonna sit back, and I just want you to hear. It's only about a 2-minute clip, so let me see. You got so much on my computer now. It's so hard to find on this blog talk how to get wherever night. I forgot the name of it. And I know I put it on here, so let me do this. So I'm saying to you, family, I really want us, and I guess I'm really talking to myself too. What am I going to do differently? Here it is.
What are you going to do with the time you have left? What are you going to do with the time you have left? I say that if you don't reposition yourself, you could miss the best time in your life. If you don't know what time it is, time will get away from you, and you won't know where it went. The worst thing in life is not money getting away from you. It's not people getting away from you. It's time. Where did it go? I am my parents' age. My mother was sitting up talking with her sisters several years ago, and they were sitting up and they were drinking some coffee. Then they said, "Girl, where are all the old people?" Said, "Where's Miss Susie and Miss Helen and Miss Reggie Mae and all the old people?" And I was sitting over there thinking, y'all are the old people now. And before I could get through thinking it, they were gone. And my hair was white. And my afro was gone. What are you going to do with the time you have left?
Wow, what are you going to do with the time that you have left?
No complaints and no regrets.
On a love journey,
I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. For I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. I had my share, I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill. and do it all again. So here's to life and all the joy it brings. Yes, here's to life and dreamers and their dreams. How the time just flies, how love can turn from warm hellos to sad goodbyes and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. But there's no yes in yesterday. And who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I wanna play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and all the joy it brings. Yes, here's to life and dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered and all that's good get better. Here's to life. Here's to love. Here's to you. Here's to life. Here's to love.